Rishami Kalayim Dav Samach Zayin. I'm starting the new Perek, the eighth Perek, Perek Kloy Akere. Mishnah reviews the halakas of the different types of Kalayim that there are. That was mentioned already in the beginning of the first Perek, but discusses the difference between them, Nogeya to the Isser to maintain it, the Isser Malkus, and the Isser of being Nene from them. Each one is different. Mishnah begins. Kloy Akerem, Kloyim of a vineyard, Asur Milizroyim Lekayim, is Asur to go ahead and plant, Kloyim, that's the Isser, Umilekayim. Not only is it Asur to plant, but to Mekayim, to maintain, is also considered Asur, The, that if you didn't, Mafulda explains, Imro Asur Misyayish Milokwan, Asur, if you went ahead, you saw them there, but you just forgot about it. You decided not to be oikirit. Halacha is your zasser. Now, is there a difference between planting kalayim or being maintaining it? That's zasser. Is there any nafkamina? Says Marfuda, there is a nafkamina because maintaining it ain't no lokeelam kinosa maisa. When you plant zura, when you plant kalayim, then you over nisir might, then you over did a maisa biyadayim, and you get it in malchus. However, by maintaining it, you didn't do a maisa biyadayim, but it's still considered aser, no difference as if you planted it yourself. Now, the Maggid said that now if a person went ahead and just mechafa, says the Premoshi, mechafa beklaim, in other words, you walk by your sword there and you, with your foot, you kicked some dirt over it, either with your hand or with your foot, so then, and it embedders it, it makes it better, it shows that you want to keep it. There's even a mice, that's considered even a mice to be a dayim, so to speak. Mamela, therefore, that would be us, or you'd be getting malchus from something like that as well. However, Mishnah says, usher mano. Not only is it usher to do and to mekayim, but it's also usher for ano, and the Gemara will explain where we see that it's usher by ano. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah continues. The play Moshe brings down the Ksiv Pentekadesh. We learned Shehin Tuun and Sreifa Surmanot. The pasuk says Tukat Ba'esh. You have to burn it with a fire, and therefore you have to be destroyed, so you can't be Ano. It's Asur B'Ano. Mishnah continues about the next stage. Kalai Zroyim, Kalayim of plants. It's Asur. That's also Asur to do to plant it. Milazroyim Makayim. It's also Asur to maintain it as well. That's also Asur. However, the Nafkamina here is Mutar Bachila. If they're done and you mekayim it, and now you prepared it, you're ready to eat, the halacha is, it's mutter to eat. Even, not only is it mutter to eat for someone else, but even, says the Marfuld, even being Premosha, I feel love, the zesha of a vazara. Even to the person who did a maisi be a dayim, and we get malchus from it, the halacha still is considered it's mutter to eat, based upon a pasuk zera sakasib that Torah brings down. That it's mutter ba'akilu. Gemara doesn't explain whether we see the pasuk. It's a hemshach of the pasuk. So mederaisa, you're allowed to eat it, even if you did the maisa itself. Still mutter ba'akilu. Kol shekein, of course, ba'ano. If you're allowed to eat it, then kol shekein, you're allowed to go ahead and have an off from it. That's the difference between kalai zerayim and kalai klayim. Case number three in the Mishnah, kalai kubagadim. What about shatnas? The halakha is you can't mix together wool and linen. However, mutar makal dover. It's mutar in every aspect. Ve'enu elosin levashot. Only usher to wear. In other words, the halakha is you're allowed to. The issur of shatness is only one issur of wearing shatness. There's no issur of putting together, of taking something and sewing or knitting together wool and linen. There's no issur on that at all. There's no issur on the mekayim. If you have something of shatness in your wardrobe, in your closet, you're allowed to keep it. There's no issur of maintaining shatness. And there's no issur even of being nana from it. The only issur is the actual levisha itself. Again, we'll see in the pasuk. The Torah says, lo silba shatnis, you can't wear shatnis. That means a shat, you can't wear on it, but derech levisha. You wear it. If you wear it, you take something, it's not the derech levisha. You take a glove and you put it on your head. You take a shirt and you wear it on your feet. It's not the derech levisha. Even that's not considered an issur deraisa of shatnis. Next category is kloy behema. Kloy behema, so you're mixing together two different types of animals. Mutul gadol l'kayim. You'll have to go ahead and raise them and be mekayim and maintain them. What does it mean, raise them and maintain them? One of the halakha is, in other words, you're not allowed to go ahead You don't have to go ahead and mate them. That you can't do. That's ma'aseh b'yadayim. That's usher. That's klayim. That's klayim. That's klay behema. However, if you want to go ahead and do them, if you want to buy one, you're allowed to, not only are you makayim, you're allowed to, if you have it in your possession, you're allowed to keep them, maintain them, but even allowed to gadel, even allowed to raise them, which means you're taking them as a young animal, and you're raising them up, you're feeding them and taking care of them. So you, in a sense, you're doing more than just maintaining. You're keeping it in your possession, but you're actually raising it and doing what you're doing. The chayit should be the similar idea of you're planting or maintaining a field. Halacha is Torah Gezeres HaKosev, that is considered mutter. That makloi behema is not usher. There's no issur of makloi behema at all. You're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to have anah from it, you're just keeping my V. You can't do something that mixes them together. You can't do the one, you can't do crossbreeding, you can't mix them together, mate them together. That behemical or sabia kalayim, that's what's considered awesome. You might get a maisa miyadayim. Now, even here, a maisa miyadayim, I'm talking about where the Rav Fulda says, milahaklis kamachol b'shoferes. You actually be yadayim, you put in the male organ into the female organ. That's the usher. Just putting them together in your barn, in the corral, that is not an iser. That is not an iser. It's only lavia be ma'aseh b'yadayim is where it's aser. Putting them together is no iser in kalayim in lam. Putting them in a place where they'll mate themselves naturally, that is not something that's aser. That is not considered aser. Then the Mishnah concludes. Kaloi behema asur and zebeze. Kaloi behema asur. Now, what does that mean? We already said you can't be ravia. This means kaloi of animals, even mixture animals that are already mixed, you can't mix them together. Says the Marfulda to explain. Example: you have an older menasus, ravia chamor. You have an animal that's born from a father that the father is a chamor and the mother is a sus, and now it was born. You want to mate it with an animal who's a father. With an animal whose mother is a chamor and the father is a sus. So there, even though they're both considered, both of these animals are considered mixed, a mixed breed, and yet the halacha is, even that's the loss. You can't mix them together, there will still be nisur kalayim. The question is, why? Even though normally these things are not, they can't give birth, they can't, these kind of animals, makivan and sasets, you get malchus on it, even though they can't give off an offspring, they're not able to have offspring, still halacha, we still consider it aser, nisur kalayim. There's the Mishnah. Mishnah one explains. Kloya kemes, klemesem is aser. It's aser to be aser to mazri, and it's aser to makaye. So the Gemara says, Siv, where do we see it from? Where's the halacha, the source, the pasuk, based upon the pasuk? Sizakamaka kalayim. In the Elazarei, only if you actually did Zarei, you actually sowed up Yadayim. Makayim, and what do I know if you Makayim, if you didn't plant it, just going to keep it, maintain it as Usher? The Maluma Kerem, Loi Kilayim. The vineyard should not be Kilayim. What does it mean it cannot be Kilayim? It means it should not be a Kerem, should not remain Kilayim. That if it's a Kilayim, you can't just say to Marfulda, Liyuduk Sivlo Sivla Kilayim. I would know, you can't go ahead, Torah's not Makbid on Kilayim, only you can't do Zaria. But it says Karmachal Kilayim, Karmachal before Kilayim, it puts the words in the wrong order. And a mafsik ben lo sizra is mashman that even makayim, even to maintain it, the Torah also considers because you can't maintain a field of kalayim. No difference as if you went ahead and you planted it. The only nafkamina is that there's no ma'aseh b'yadayim, there's no kalayim because it's not a ma'aseh b'yadayim. The Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "My Rabbi Kiva." The Gemara says that we serve kalayim. The Chur we followed Shita Rabbi Kiva. My Rabbi Kiva, like the Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Goyimer Rabbi Kiva kids says, "I'm a kaim over beloisa." Say a person's makayim is overlap. Now the Mishnah says both of them are aser, and that both of them seem considered aser. The Chur, there's a difference because Rabbi Kiva and Chacham had a disagreement. So do we argue? Is a Mishnah Rabbi Kiva or is another Rabbi Kiva? Is it? No, it's Bidmi Amar Kiva Mishnah. Yasur Kiva Rabbana. L'chayra, this Mishnah is saying Makayim is the same din as Mazria. L'chayra, as being Mazria, is the same as the din Rabbi Kiva Shita, and that's fair because we're following the Mishnah's Rabbi Kiva Shita, and not the Chachamim. Right? Says the Marful. Says the Marfulda. So much Amayim Rabbi Kiva the Masiz Masiz and Mashraim. They'll be the same Malacha. Come Rabbi Yosef Masiz Mashraim. That would be when L'chayra saying that according to us it should be Dafka and Rabbanan. Why are we picking Rabbi Kiva? Why the Chayru seem to be passing Rabbi Kiva, but why would the Mishnah go to Rabbi Kiva, not like the Chachamim? So the Gemara says, Nanaka Amar Rav Yosi, no, everyone agrees. Rav Akiva and Chum all agree it's Osir. Akol no yidim be Osir. That's Osir to Yisir and Esir to Mekayim. Shavuos, everyone agrees that it's considered Osir. The only nafkamina is the Gabi Din Malkus. Rav Akiva holds that even Mekayim is the same Din Yisir, you're over a low sase and you get Malkus. And Achamim say that you don't get Malkus. It's not a nice to be a dying. You don't get Malkus. But both agree. Kuliyama, the Mishnahs of Bein Rav Akiva, Bein Chachamim agree that the Mekayim is the same din Isser Taira as if you Mazriyat. There's no Nafkamina. Divya Kolu. So the Gemara says, if that's the Pshat in the Mishnah now, everyone agrees that's Asr. So the Gemara says, then if so, the Gemara wants to know, what's the Halacha of Chachamim Megabe Lo Shekim Al Yedei Ma'aser? That they were saying the machlokes b'kima chachamim lo kima al yemaisa. That a person maintains kalayim without doing any maisa, then Allah is, that's what we say everyone agrees. But what about the cases of kima al yemaisa? What if a person was makayim al yemaisa? He did an action to makayim it. Then loike chacham also would agree that you get malchus. So again, if that's so the question is then when the Braisa says the Malkus, then we come out, even the Chachamim would agree as well. In other words, we're going to see a case in a minute that Gemara's going to explain where we said right now that Malkus is not only by Mazriya, not by Mekayim. Rav Akiva says even by Mekayim, there's a little Malkus even by Mekayim. Gemara says, 1 second. Even the Chachamim would agree that there are times when you did a Maisa for Kiyum, you get Malkus there also for Mekayim. What is the case that we're talking about? So you must body tell me, learned in a brisa. A machape beklayim loike. Person covers over seed with dirt. Halach is you mekayim malchus. In other words, what's the pshat? What did you mean machape? What did you do with machape? So the Gemara says that machape so ba'adama. Person goes ahead, says the Pnei Moshe, shekipa osam be'ofer loike. That you have the klayim there, you didn't plant them. And you went ahead and you put some dirt over it with your hand or with your foot. You kick some dirt over it, which means you want it to stay. You wanted to get more dirt to have to grow better. So the halacha to sow better. The halacha is in such a case, even the Chachamim would agree that mekayim is a din d'oraisa as well. That's considered a ma'isa, and you get malchus as well. So in other words, so everyone agrees that klayim is also aser d'oraisa. But the lav is only if you did a maisa to it, like this thing where you put dirt on it. So this is the halacha. The Gemara comes out that it's bein according to Rav Chachamim and bein according to Rabbanan, and according to Akiva, both would agree that this is considered aser. This would be considered a din aser. Now the Gemara goes into much more detail. Like I said, other klayim, when do we say things are aser? Each thing has a makor in a pasuk, whether it's considered aser or not. Why dafka here are different. The Gemara's going to explain this as we move on in the next amid to tomorrow's daf into the other cases of the Mishnah.